quite, thank goodness. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bill Federer, a good friend. And we're going to be talking about the Dr. Kevorkian's health plan. I mean, President Obama's health plan, although sometimes people refer to it as the Kevorkian health plan, and I think we ought to refer to it as the Kevorkian health plan, because, of course, I think you have to understand that this is one of the most dangerous things that has ever come before Congress as far as the health of the American people is concerned. And it is designed to ration access to health care, to let people die, to insist that they have counseling every 5 years about end-of-life care. Why would you want to do that? Well, very, very simply, because after all, when you don't have enough money and you're going to have to limit the amount of money that's spent on health care, and they're going to totally control health care, they want to get rid of the elderly, just like Adolf Hitler did when he came to power. And with no further ado, William, you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, one of the resources that I've been quoting from is the Liberty Council, lc.org, and they have prepared a review of the 1,017-page bill. And it's just a real insight into the total control that the government will have over everybody's health care in the country. Now, this is something that's been tried before in Germany in the 1930s. They faced a similar situation. Just like America today is in the world's greatest debt, mostly owned by China and other countries, Germany was in great debt following World War I. They had to pay reparations to France and England for the war, and it was crippling their economy, and so their government decided to inflate their currency, their German mark, and inflation causes the dollars, the marks, to be worth less, and as they inflated it more, they got worth less, and so they were paying these reparations, but they were paying them with worthless dollars, basically, and but this is the same thing America's doing. We owe this tremendous amount of debt to all these other countries. There's no way we can even pay the interest on it. And so the only way that the government's going to get around it is to inflate our currency, print more and more and more dollars so that each dollar is worth less and less and less. Well, in Germany, when they did this, they had an unintended consequence. They found out that inflation steals the savings of the middle class. So if you have $100 saved up, and as the inflation grows, that $100 is worth less and less and less and less. Pretty soon you've lost the buying power. You've lost that capital. It's been stolen from you. And that's what happened in Germany. And as that, they printed these German marks, people lost their savings, lost their businesses, lost their jobs. And so that's when Hitler ran for office in Germany, promising universal health care. Hitler was a very eloquent speaker. He promised hope to the German people. And as they voted him in, everything was fine now that the government was paying for their health care until their economy totally collapsed. And a wheelbarrow full of marks, German dollars, you know, they couldn't buy a loaf of bread. And there would be stories of workers throwing bundles of money out the window to their wives at lunchtime because by the evening that same amount of money would be worth less, and they couldn't buy anything. And so the pressure began to be put on the government to cut expenses. And so Hitler decided to begin to cut useless expenses from the German federal budget, like expenses like keeping alive the retarded, the insane, the epileptic, those with dementia or Alzheimer's. I mean, they didn't even remember who they were. They're not going to miss being alive. and they had a low quality of life. This was a German term called Lebensunwertes Leben, which means life unworthy of life. And so they sent them to the gas chambers. They eliminated them. And ironically enough, the Obama health care plan does have in it the exact same provisions where the government can ration health care. It can withhold health care from seniors and those with special needs. Zeke Emanuel, who's the brother of the president's chief of staff, has written articles published in The Lancet where he talked about rationing health care and that if you had a choice between helping a 65-year-old or a 25-year-old, you give it to the 25-year-old. Not, you know, doesn't care if the 65-year-old saved this money and wants to spend it on health care. The government decides that for you. Well, in the current health care bill that's proposed, will give the government this life and death power of rationing health care. There's provisions to regulate ration cancer treatment. The government will regulate the motorized wheelchair industry. I mean, they control everything.
Yeah, I think it's so important. William has this website. It's www.lc.org. I like Lester Charlie Org. LC for, what is it, Law Council?
It's Liberty Council.
Liberty Council. Let me tell you, I went there this morning after William told me about it. And you go to section, I mean, you simply can go pretty well to this. Just go to the interpretation, and they'll give you the section. For instance, section 123, page 30 says, there will be a government committee decides the treatment and benefits you get. How would you like to have somebody in Washington, D.C. deciding what sort of treatment you were going to be able to get for your wife or for your children or for your health? I mean, section 142, page 42, the Health Choice Commissioner will choose your benefits and you will have no choice in health care. This is a totally authoritarian system. It is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Go right ahead, William.
Well, and there's no suing. If you don't like your care, you cannot sue the government. And there's no review. If they decide that you don't get the coverage or your child doesn't get the coverage, you cannot appeal it. There's no higher level. They're it. They will have total control over all of your records, your personal records, and real-time access to your personal bank account. That's
What does that have to do with health care? Why would they have access to your bank account when they're picking up the bills?
Well, they have provisions where if you decide that you don't want it, they will penalize you and take the penalty money out of your bank account.
In other words, you would have to take vaccines because they have compulsory vaccines or mandatory vaccines here in the name of helping you?
And then ACORN, the same group that's involved with voter frauds, and I ran for Congress, and we had ACORN forging signatures on all kinds of voter registration cards, made the news because one person had put their dog's name in the phone book. In other words, when they listed the names in the phone books, they put the dog's first name and then their last name. And so when, you know, solicitation callers would call, they'd ask for the dog, and the person would think it was humorous. Anyway, the ACORN person went through and was just forging names and signing them, and he wrote down the dog's name and signed it. And anyway, this ACORN group is the same one that President Obama, they got him elected, and now he's wanting this health care plan to hire ACORN to go around to every home in America and sign everybody up, and they will do home visitations. If you for marriage and family counseling, they will now take an interest in your marriage. If your wife's pregnant, they will begin asking questions and come by to register your unborn child. Homeschoolers will love that because they will have parenting. They'll be in charge of parenting and how to parent classes and so forth. It is a total control. It's a whole lot more than just health care.
And, of course, they're going to provide free care for all the illegal aliens, too. Doesn't that make you feel good? And as if you're really nice to provide free care for people who are here illegally, we'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow NutraDefense with NutraMune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The First Line Defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course what this does, it allows the federal government to stipulate what the private health care system insurance policy is going to have, and they will simply put so many things in there, you know, psychiatric care and certainly first visit care for everybody, and they can limit the amount that the insurance companies can require people to pay so that people will abuse the system unless they're paying a significant amount of their office visits, things of that sort. And certainly they can simply have a government agency that is subsidized by the federal government, offer much cheaper insurance, and probably within a relatively few years, there'll be no more private insurance as long as the federal government can mandate that they will control the private insurance companies and what they cost, because it's really all about control. They want to control the lives of the people and to eliminate the elderly. Now, what you are not being told, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that Medicare doesn't work. Medicare is out of money. And Medicare is cutting back any way they can, because at the present time, they're losing money every year. In other words, they're supposed to have been putting money into a trust fund for the time when they were not taking in as much money as they're putting out, so that there was plenty of money there. But that's all IOUs. They've already spent that money. They lied to the American people. There is no trust fund. There is no lockbox. And now it's costing them more money for Medicare than they're taking in. That's why they're so anxious to get this bill through, so they can begin rationing access to health care. And the stipulation here is that they want to counsel you for end-of-life care. What they're really talking about is euthanasia. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. William, you take over.
Well, back to the Hitler example. In Germany, Hitler ran for office promising universal health care. The word Nazi means National Socialist Workers' Party. So the Nazi Party is a socialist party. Hitler was a socialist, and that is what we have in America. We're moving in that direction. Socialism is basically the government collects everybody's money and gives it back in programs. Just so happens that the tendency is to give it back to your friends and not give it back to your enemies. And so in Germany, Hitler assumed this control, and their economy cratered, and Hitler's stimulus package included cutting useless expenses from the budget, like keeping alive retarded, insane, epileptics, and chronically ill. They were called Lebensunwertes Leben, life unworthy of life. Then the Nazis got rid of the elderly, the seniors, those that were chronically ill and had no chance of recovering, those that were in retirement homes with no relatives and they were never visited and they had a low quality of life. They were sent to the gas chambers. And then they got rid of the convicts, the prisoners, the murderers, the rapists. I mean, why should you and I have to pay taxes to keep this criminal alive? You know, so they were sent to the gas chambers. And then they got rid of the political dissidents like Dietrich Bonhoeffer and the ones that were speaking out against the government, holding the government back from achieving this new utopia. And then finally, based on evolution, where they said that the Aryan race was more evolved and the Jewish race was less evolved, they did the horrible Holocaust and sent 6 million Jews and 6 million others to the gas chambers. And so today we say, how could an intelligent, advanced country as Germany do something horrible like a Holocaust? Well, it all started with devaluing their currency, eloquent leader promising hope, universal health care, and then cutting expenses from the government budget, like keeping alive the elderly and the so forth. So it's something that we possibly could learn from history. We don't have to repeat the mistakes.
And, of course, they keep talking about how we've got to get the economy going again. Well, if you're going to get the economy going again, you can't be adding on taxes to employers, because people are not going to employ, or employers are not going to have employees if they are going to get taxed. And if you have a major company and you don't provide the health care insurance, they're going to tax you 8%. If you are self-employed and you don't get health care, then you are going to get taxed. Now, Obama says, I'm not going to tax you. No, the government's going to tax them. And he knows this, and he knows it's a lie, and he knows this whole system is aimed at about control, not quality health care. It's bringing the doctors under control, bringing the patients under control. And, Chris, would you really want to go to a hospital that was going to be, you know, if let's say it was some sort of mistake made, and certainly they would never admit there was a mistake because they'd be heavily penalized, and they would rather let you die, because if you die, they would never have to admit the mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, I practice medicine. Doctors make mistakes in good, they don't mean to, but they do, and then you want to rectify the mistake. But if you were going to be graded down for admitting you had a mistake, what are the chances are that the doctor is going to say, well, I mean, you might die anyway. Let's just withhold care. And I've seen this sort of thing happen because doctors didn't want to get reported to the government or to the board of medical examiners. We're not saying something imaginary. We're saying something very real. And it is because of this sort of thing that you're going to totally alter the practice of medicine, encourage dishonesty, and reward people for poor medical care. Go right ahead.
Well, and you're going to discourage young people from going into the medical profession. And my daughter wanted to be a doctor, and she had so many doctors tell her of the hassles of dealing with the government, the HMOs, and all this other stuff, that she finally went into another major. And this is what's going to happen. We're going to no young person is going to want to spend 16 years of their life going through school, years of internship, years of all that, you know, on-call, 24-hour, you know, being there at the hospital. And why should they do that? Only to have the government control their pay and decide that they don't get paid as much as, a manager of a fast food restaurant or something. So we're going to see fewer people go into the medical profession. Yet we're going to add more people to the government taking care of it, and so we're going to have a shortage. This is interesting. In that report, the LC.org website has, it says that Section 152 says health care will be provided to all non-U.S. citizens. So it specifically will. But then it goes on to say, any non-resident alien is exempt from individual income taxes. So you have illegal aliens will not pay income tax, yet they will all be covered. So we're going to see a whole lot more people come in, but fewer doctors, and they're going to ration the health care. Now, one other point it's worth noting. President Obama keeps talking about 46 million uninsured people. Well, let's stop for a minute and look at that number. At least 10 million of those are illegal aliens. 17 million are people who make $50,000 or more, and they simply choose not to have health care because they want to pay for it themselves. It's their choice. And then you have another 17 million that are simply between jobs. They're not permanently out of health care. It's just a temporary situation. And when you boil it down, there's only around 6 to 10 million people who need the help. And so why do you want to get control over 300 million people when there's only 10 million that need the help?
Because they want to get control over 300 million people. That's the obvious answer. They want control over the people and their health care, and they want to determine who lives and who dies. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with William Federer, an excellent analysis of Obamacare.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the e-book. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bill Federer. And, Bill, I want you to get your webpage and telephone number out so people would know how to get hold of you. And, of course, Bill has written, I think, 16 books. We carry a number of them, probably a few of them we don't carry. He has great information. He even sends you an email every day. An American Minute telling you what happened this day in history. But you go ahead, Bill.
My website is AmericanMinute.com. Real easy to remember, AmericanMinute.com. And then a toll-free telephone number is 888-USA-WORD. That's 888-USA-WORD. And lots of different books that I've written covering this topic and many others. One is on the Whatever American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States. It is interesting. One of the quotes I have in my book is from John Quincy Adams, and he talks about how Islam is a religion where deceit is a religious principle. And we see more and more of the questioning on the truth of the political reports that we're getting when the Stephen Decatur was over negotiating with the Muslim Barbary pirates. His response was that they were masters of duplicity, and duplicity is lying and deceit. And so here we see this same type of thing happening in our government where there's this duplicity. They're saying one thing, but it's doing another. And here we have in this health care bill a perfect example of this duplicity. It has less and less to do about health care. It has more and more to do about total control over every area of your life. And again, for those that didn't see it, but if you go to lc.org, which is the Liberty Council website, you can download a line-by-line review of the healthcare bill. It's 100% pro-abortion. This is just steamrolling through over people of faith. The government will have abortion as an integral part of this, and there's no opting out for physicians. So if you're a pro-life physician, you cannot opt out. There's no provision there. There's no conscience clause. So you'll have to participate in killing babies. There's euthanasia as part of the program. The government will audit every single employer in the country. There's no exception for churches. And all employers must enroll all their employees or there will be a penalty. And the government will have real-time access to every employer's bank account, and so they can assess you penalties right there online.
And you won't be able to appeal it. They are the ultimate determinant of everything that happens. This is the most blatantly unconstitutional thing I've ever seen. So what we need to do, and I hope everybody in the listening audience is going to start referring to this as the Kevorkian Health Plan. The Kevorkian Health Plan. The Kevorkian Health Plan. I mean, the other side are furious, you know, because people are suddenly finding out what's going on. In fact, they put something up in the White House email page or White House website saying if you hear any rumors and misinformation about the Obama Health Plan, why you send us an email. So I would simply ask them if it's really true that certainly there will be counseling about, you know, death care, certainly end of life care, that a government bureaucrat will determine who lives and who dies. There will be no appeal above their ultimate decision. Simply send emails to them and say, is it really true that Kevorkian Health Plan calls for end-of-life care? Of course, you'll be on a list, but you're already on a list. They hate people who want freedom. They're monitoring all your emails that you send. Any way, they're monitoring your telephone calls and your faxes through the Project Echelon, Echelon. If you haven't read the things that James Bamford has written about it, they're certainly quoted up on the Internet. We'd like to know what you out there in the listening audience think about the Kevorkian Health Plan, and I want you to start using that phrase, Kevorkian Health Plan. Our number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. What are some of the other wonderful things they have in the Kevorkian Health Plan?
Well, it was written primarily by Zeke Emanuel. He's the brother of Rahm Emanuel, who's the president's chief of staff. Zeke Emanuel is 51 years old. That's my age. And he's put together this health care plan where the government will decide who gets the benefits, they will ration the care. The government will decide the doctor's pay. All of your personal records will be open to the government. They'll have access to your personal bank account. The government can regulate and reduce services for seniors and those with special needs. End-of-life counseling, if you're 65 or older, the government will come by and schedule you to talk about dying.
Well, now, what about certainly going out and paying for a doctor and getting private health care if you find out that they've decided that you're going to die?
Well, there's provisions in there that limit you from spending your money on other options. So if the government says no, you can't just go to any other doctor because, again, all the doctors are going to be employed by the government and they're going to have to report on every patient. And, of course, all these records of yours are going to be shared everywhere. And so the government will know every single patient that every single doctor sees. And so if you want to secretly, clandestinely go to a doctor on your own because the government has said no to further health care because you're over 65, the doctor will get reported. And so you're basically stuck. You might save up all the money all your life and want to spend it on health care. They will not let you. It does give the physicians and nurses and physicians' assistants the power to make end-of-life orders. So if you're in there the government's paying for your health care, and the studies show that most of the health care expenses are in the last few years of your life. And so if the government decides that you're entering those last years of your life and it's going to be expensive, and since they're paying the bill, They'll simply deny you coverage. There will also be mandatory vaccinations. And with all the research you've done on the government and vaccinations and stuff like that, even with the Tuskegee studies, I don't know if I'd trust a vaccination, especially when the person behind the health care bill talks about wanting to get rid of seniors. And anyway, there'll be a national ID. So all the privacy people, the ACLU, wonder where they're at. Here's talking about giving everybody a national ID and even provisions that talk about tracking, which leaves the door open to maybe this ID might have a tracking device in it. Who knows, maybe even a chip. And I've talked to somebody that works for some of these very large companies and says that they've now reduced the size of the RFID, radio frequency identification devices, from the metal patch on your bottle of shampoo that you get at the pharmacy to the size of a grain of salt. And they can even make it so that you can ingest it. You can eat. They'll put it into the foods and so forth. And so they'll be able to track you. So it's interesting, the advances there. But it does have provisions for family counseling and parenting and even spacing of childbirth intervals. So if you're getting pregnant and their pregnancies are too close together, I guess they'll counsel for an abortion. They'll teach you how to parent. So homeschoolers, beware. Also, they'll tell you what to eat. That if you're going to have the government pay for your health care, the government's going to want to take an interest in what you're eating. And so it's a very total control type of thing. But another whole aspect of this is the crisis mentality and how there's the need for a crisis to push this through. And that brings up a whole other philosophy. There was a couple philosophers that were really big on using crisis to consolidate power. One is Machiavelli and the other is Hegel.
Well, wasn't it simply Rahm Emanuel who said, never let a good crisis go unused, you know? Hillary Clinton made the same thing. They're using the current crisis, the economic crisis, to transform America. These are people who hate freedom. They are the elite who want to control our lives. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is William Federer, and you certainly want to get his material, America Minute, and certainly he was talking about these people who want to use a crisis, and he was talking about Machiavelli and Hegel and others who talked about the importance of using crises to advance a political agenda, and that's exactly what Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton have recently suggested and what Barack Obama is doing. But you must understand that Barack Obama is simply a figurehead for the powerful people behind him who want to control every aspect of our lives. And remember, you never refer to this health plan as the Obama health plan. It is the Kevorkian health plan. Let's go to Gilbert, who's calling in from Maryland. Hi, Gilbert. How are you?
Fine.
Do you have a question or comment, I guess?
Well, I have a comment, because, well, they will create a problem, and this health bill will be the solution, and the solution will be far worse than any problem they may create.
You're absolutely right.
It's an abomination. Also, it's unconstitutional. Now, I have heard in the past two different representatives, and this has been like years ago, and Ron Paul has recommended this, to handwrite a letter to your congressman. They respect that more than anything. They ignore faxes, they ignore emails, they ignore phone calls. The only other thing might be to hand-deliver it to the local office. I'd recommend going to the local office, and the reason is if the government sees these people getting too many letters at the Capitol, who knows, maybe they won't get them.
All right, I'll tell you, the other thing is, of course, that go to these town hall meetings. Believe me, the Congress is frightened to death. In fact, many of the congressmen are actually canceling the town meetings because the people are so angry. But, hey, we've got to run. We're just about out of time. But thank you for the suggestion. And let's go to Mark, who's calling in from Ohio.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
It's been stated over and over that this is so unconstitutional, what is happening. I know, Mr. Federer, you're an expert on that Constitution. Have you ever tabulated it or tried to sit down and just determine how much of the laws in the past, like 30 or 40, constitutional, and how much of the procedures that we use nowadays, the signing statements, the executive orders and stuff, are unconstitutional?
Ron Paul is probably the best expert at that, but you're right. One of the blatant ignoring of the Constitution is these czars.
Yes.
Somewhere around 40 czars that are not accountable to the Congress. And it's interesting, when you read the Declaration of Independence, It lists the reasons we were rebelling against King George III. One of the reasons was that he has appointed ministers that are accountable to him alone, and they go across the countryside and ravage citizens of their livelihood. And I thought, wow, creating new offices. But the 14th Amendment is what is the one of the abuses. The first 10 amendments were the states limiting the federal government's power. The 14th Amendment was the door through which the federal government began to limit the state's power. And then there's what's called the General Welfare Clause, that in, when they created the federal government, they gave it specific, like plain states said, okay, you can provide for the common defense, you can regulate interstate commerce, and a couple other specific things, but all the other things remain under the state's jurisdiction. Well, one of the things they gave the federal government was something called general welfare. And it was, back then, it was in opposition to specific welfare, so you couldn't favor one state over the other.
Yes, heard of that.
But nowadays, through that general welfare clause, almost every bill that's passed by Congress, they use that as the excuse, coupled with the recent interpretations of the 14th Amendment. So basically, they can do one.
I think the important part is that we teach people about our Constitution, really kindle an understanding of what liberty is and what freedom is. And it's very, very simple. Liberty is limited federal government. Tyranny is total federal government. We're headed towards tyranny. Hey, we're just about out of time, but thanks very much for calling. Great point. Okay.
I love the one quote Ronald Reagan said, the government that's big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything you have.
And any government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control the cradle to the grave, because that government governs best that governs the least. Well, certainly what we're looking at now is the government that can govern the most, and that obviously is the worst possible form of government, but it is really going to end up being tyranny. And we need to begin learning how to outsmart the other side. I hope everybody in the listening audience is going to start talking about the Kevorkian health care plan. William, you've got 1 minute to wrap up the program.
Well, 500 years ago in Italy, there were a lot of little kingdoms fighting each other, and Machiavelli said, gee, if one prince could control all of Italy, it'll stop all the infighting. So he wrote a book called The Prince, and he advocated that if a prince wants to conquer a village and pays insurgents to create terror and crisis, the people will cry out for help, and the prince will come in and bring help and kill the very guy that he bribed. So in other words, the idea is, you set the back of the house on fire, then go around the front of the house and sell them a fire extinguisher. You create the need and fill it. It's called Machiavellianism. It's the graduated use of crisis and terror to consolidate power. It's in the encyclopedias. And so Rahm Emanuel, the president's chief of staff, gives quotes from Machiavelli. He talks about never let a good crisis go to waste. And, of course, everyone that's familiar with Obama knows about his mentor, Saul Alinsky, who's basically Machiavelli on steroids. Where Machiavelli says the ends justifies the means, Saul Alinsky says any ends justifies any means. Do whatever you can to win, and once you get in, well, then you can do what supposedly you think is good. But it's very important that we educate ourselves, because we only have a window in time to stop what's happening.
And things are moving at a pace like I've never seen before. And as you know, I've been at this for 47 years. William, thanks very much. Great presentation. We'll look forward to talking to you when I get back from the... You're not going to that Freedom 21 conference, are you?
No, but it's definitely a great one.
I'll see you when I get back from there. God bless, and thanks very much. Okay, well, that was William Federer, and we do hope you enjoyed his excellent presentation. I think that was one of the finest presentations on the Kevorkian healthcare program I've heard. And we recommend for you to go to www.lc, that's libertycouncil.org. Remember that, it's just lc.org. Excellent, excellent material. And then, of course, this is the time when I have to point out that you cannot understand anything that's going on unless you understand the spiritual element behind it. What energized Saul Alinsky? Well, if you read his book, Radicals, something for Radicals, anyway, Rules for Radicals, he dedicates the book to the first radical, Lucifer. He dedicates his book to Lucifer, and you must understand that the people who follow Alinsky are in that same camp. This is why you need to see my talk, The financial Armageddon, because there we actually quote the Luciferians and their opinion of Barack Obama. This is not what I say. This is what Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson say. You need to understand, of course, and then how the Luciferian movement ties in to the Trilateral Commission, whose logo is, well, three arrows. You might even interpret it as three sixes, but no question about the center. It's an upside-down broken cross. They know exactly what they're doing. The Trilateral Commission is part of this whole world spiritual movement. You go back and you read the book, The Aquarian Conspiracy. Suddenly the author there actually talked about Brzezinski organized the Trilateral Commission, saying his philosophy, the philosophy of Brzezinski, the man that David Rockefeller chose to organize the Trilateral Commission, was basically the New Age philosophy. So you certainly need to get the material. We have an excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission. We have my talk on the financial Armageddon, explaining how they intentionally and purposely and maliciously created the whole financial crisis, because they want, of course, eventually to destroy our economy and destroy our currency. And if you think things are going to get better, ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand the agenda. This has been going on for 3,000 years, and you need to understand Manly P. Hall, who is a Luciferian, and what he wrote in his book, The Secret Destiny of America, about how they've been working for 3,000 years. He talks about the emblems on the back of the dollar bill, and, of course, this whole idea that we're moving towards this one world government. You need to get my a book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the Forbidden Secret. You want to get our talk on the financial Armageddon. You want to get the DVDs on, which go into the background of the secret mysteries. That's a secret mystery. There's three of them, secret mysteries, riddles in stone, and then, of course, the Eye of the Phoenix. All important. You need to learn. You need to get the information out to others. Certainly go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where, of course, you can read our newsletters for nothing, listen to our programs, watch our DVDs. It's all free. If you're in a position to help financially, we can sure use this. If we want to keep hearing our programs on this radio station, we hope you'll be able to contribute, because so many of our listeners are simply been deeply hurt, had their pay cut, they've had to cancel their support. We hope you'll stand in the gap and help us. So again, our number 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and